Rolls-Royce is adding its name to the list of carmakers going all electric. The luxury brand announcing its first EV today with the aim of full electrification by 2030. Let's bring in the CEO of Rolls-Royce, Torsten Müller-Atfos, joining us from London today. We've also got Yahoo Finance's Praz Subramanian joining in on the conversation. Talk to me about the announcement today. This is already a pretty crowded field, especially in the luxury space. What sets Rolls-Royce apart from the pack?
I mean, for us, it is quite a seminal moment today to make that announcement. This is 120 years after the prophecy by Charles Rolls that electrification is the perfect fit also for Rolls-Royce, and so his prophecy basically fulfilled. But I mean, on a more, let's say, serious note, for us, electrification is, on the side of our marvelous, lovely 12-cylinder engines, a very important step into the long-term future for that brand. Because you know that worldwide we see lots of legislation when it comes to city closures and so on. We also see, on the other side, clients asking us actively, when are you going electric? And I think with that proposition, we are now putting into the market, and it comes already in 2 years from now, which is quite stunning. I think we are the very first ones in the luxury segment going all electric.
Hey, Torsten, Pras here. Nice to speak to you again, sir. You mentioned the prophecy being fulfilled here. Why do you think it makes sense for a super luxury car like a Rolls-Royce to go electric? What is so great about that powertrain? And do you think that it can match the performance of a V12, for instance, in a Wraith?
No, I mean, obviously, we love our 12-cylinder engines. Our clients love 12-cylinder engines. They will accompany us until the year 2030. We will sell the last 12-cylinder engine in 2030. But I think we need to prepare ourselves, because you might know that in the UK, from 2030 onwards, no combustion engines are any longer allowed. And we will see similar things happening all over the world. That will happen in China and many other Asian markets. That will happen in the United States, maybe in certain cities. And for that reason, we are preparing ourselves, because we want, obviously, to offer our clients also in the long-term future lovely, marvelous rides in Rolls-Royces, then, of course, fully electrified. And that's the reason why we are doing it. On the other side, we see also more and more active demand by our clients. And there are a lot of reasons behind that. Number one is obviously zero emission. Number two is that many of our clients think, and rightly so, that electrification fits perfect to our brand. It's silent, it's talky, it delivers this waftability, what Rolls-Royce is all famous about. And for that reason, it fits perfect. We are by chance, and luckily enough, not defining ourselves. We are engine sound or loud exhaust noises. That's not us. This is other brands. So for that reason, electric fits very well to our brand.
Hey, Torsten, Pras again. You mentioned that the goal for the brand was to go fully electric by 2030, meaning no hybrids, no those V12s that we'll see ever again. So do you think that the design language of the cars that are coming up are going to sort of mirror the concept 103EX that you had a couple of years ago, very long flowing lines, or will it be completely different for the customers and for the clientele coming up?
I mean, technology has evolved quickly in this area, and the reason why we are launching and announcing this today is that we are today happy with what we have in our hands, and I can tell you it will be truly a magnificent Rolls-Royce. And our founding fathers will be proud about that car. And years ago, it was technically not possible to really build a convincing electric Rolls-Royce. And we have experimented with that a couple of years ago, and it was seen by our clients as not having enough range, battery not really convincing enough, charging time too long. That has all changed. And I think we are now in a position that we are able to offer a convincing true Rolls-Royce. That has changed, and for that reason, I'm glad that we are now in that position to offer it to our clients.
All right, the CEO there of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars, appreciate you taking the time to chat today with us, Torsten, and look forward to seeing Pras give that one a little drive there to see how she handles